Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the summer show train. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show Train, transcribed, starring Gordon McRae and featuring Lucille Norman, with the music of Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, script by Gene Holloway, and the choir under the direction of Norman Luboff. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to ride the summer show train back through time and memory to a year that you lived yesterday. Tonight's destination, the year 1932.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble just above us.
Yes, 1932, the depth of depression. President Herbert Hoover was striving desperately to lift the spirits of the nation. And Mr. Irving Berlin set the president's advice to music.
Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee. Let's have another piece of pie.
There seemed little enough to sing about, but you sang anyhow. And the songs you liked had gayness and confidence, for the songwriters of the nation write music to lift the spirits when the days are sad.
Rise and shine, stand up and take it, rise and shine. Nice what you make it, if Boone so-and-so could get you as he soon does. Shout hidey, hidey, ho, and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine, don't be a mourner, things are fine around the corner. No harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it like the sun. Rise and shine. When luck forsakes you, an old depression takes you in tow. Rise above it, laugh it off, and say what of it. Don't dream of quitting when trouble starts and hitting you low. Stick your chin out, make your mind up that you win out. The Navy gave you a motto that could save you, I know. So
as he soon does.
Shout, hidey, hoity, ho, and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Don't be a mourner. Things are fine.
Rise and shine.
Around the corner. No harm in trying it. There's nothing to it. You can do it like the sun.
Like the sun.
Rise and shine.
The days when all America sang love songs by Irving Berlin.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
And those were the days when the whole country was in love with a gum-chewing, rope-twirling cowboy who rode out of the West one day, poked America in the ribs and said, hey, did you ever stop to think of this?
Everybody's talking about what's the matter with this country and what the country needs. What this country needs, worse than anything else, is a place to park your car.
It took great wit to make you laugh in 1932, and Will Rogers was the man who had it. He laughed at everything and everyone, and he taught America to laugh at herself. Remember?
It's a great country, but you can't live in it for nothing.
When your round of days are over, there'll be
In 1932, you dreamed a lot about places you never expected to see. And one of your favorite songs was about one of the world's favorite cities. It was written by Vernon Duke and E.Y. Harburg. And it was first heard in a show called Walk a Little Faster.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling.
March 17th, 1932, tragedy hit New York City.
How do you like that now? Rain on St. Patrick's Day. Remember this day when Election Day rolls around, Katie. Remember it. On March the 17th, the mayor had St. Patrick's Day's parade postponed for 48 hours. Think of it. It's enough to make your grain turn white.
Tis a great day tonight for the Irish, for the cause we fought for tonight.
Yes, the Irish were in despair on St. Patrick's Day. And the husbands of well-read women were in despair most of the year.
Lucy, will you put that book down and give me some dinner?
Just a minute, dear. I think the locusts are coming.
To dinner?
No, to the Chinese. This book was the number one bestseller all last year and all this year. Everyone owes it to himself to read The Good Earth.
You're an old school of pain. I'm an old star of pain. I'm just like putty in the hands of a girl like you.
Yes, the book of the year was The Good Earth. The star of the year at movie theater box offices was Marie Dressler.
And on Broadway, Fred Astaire sang and danced unforgettably to one of Cole Porter's most magnificent melodies in the new musical play, Gay Divorce, a song that will always be one of the nation's favorites.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall.
Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall.
Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer showers through.
So voice within me keeps repeating,
the sun
whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day.
America's strength is made of many things: our people and our belief in freedom, our resources, our mines and forests, farms and factories. Yes, and our transportation. To meet its peacetime needs, America requires transportation capable of moving at low cost products of every sort between all sections of the country in all seasons of the year. This means railroads. To meet the demands of defense in time of war or threatened war, America requires transportation which is not only adequate in capacity and low in cost, but is also economical in its use of manpower and materials. This, too, means railroads. In World War II, the railroads were called upon to move more than 90% of all the nation's war freight and 97% of organized military travel. Since the close of that war, the railroads have greatly improved their plant and equipment. They have put into service thousands of new, more powerful, and more efficient locomotives. They have built many thousands of new, bigger, and stronger freight cars. They have improved their tracks and terminals, their shops and signals, every part of the railroad. To do this, the railroads have spent, since the close of the war, $4.5 billion. And now they are spending still another $500 million to build more than 100,000 new freight cars. And at the same time, they are stepping up their repair programs to increase the number of serviceable cars, and with the cooperation of shippers and government agencies, are working to make the most efficient use of every available car. Yes, in emergency, it is to the railroads that the nation turns for its basic transportation. And the railroads are pledged to all-out effort to do their part in meeting the nation's needs. And now back to Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the Summer Show Train's trip to the year 1932.
I reach for you like I reach for a star.
...1932, a year that you lived yesterday. President Hoover appealed to the nation to stop hoarding currency. Toscanini came to this country from Italy to conduct a symphony for the benefit of the unemployed. And a street beggar was picked up and searched in Newark, New Jersey.
Captain, this man has $33,101 in cash in his pockets.
It's my money. I've got a right to my own money.
Where did you get all that money?
I saved it.
Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and ribbon and line.
Yes, a beggar was picked up with over $33,000 in his pockets. And when you read about it, you decided maybe you were in the wrong business.
But you had faith in the future. And if you were in love, you sang a song that expressed a lot of things you found it difficult to put into words. A song that Edward Heyman and Vincent Humans wrote for their romantic operetta Through the Years, which was adapted from Jane Cowell's famous play, Smiling Through.
Through the years, I'll take my place beside you, smiling through the years.
April 19th of the year 1932. You're with a group of people facing Governor J.B. Ely of Massachusetts. As you stand there, the governor is handed a gun.
Governor Ely, this gun was used at the Battle of Concord in the American Revolution. It may or may not be the actual gun that fired the first shot heard around the world, but when you fire it now, it will be heard around the world by shortwave radio. Are you ready, Governor?
I am ready.
Then fire.
The sound goes into the microphone and out across infinity. They hear it now in Holland, Java, Australia, clear around the world. And now, a second later, it is heard again in Schenectady. Radio has circled the globe in 1 second. In 1932, the picture Love Me Tonight, starring Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald, set the country singing its brilliant score by Rodgers and Hart, particularly this lilting waltz song.
Softly in my ear, you breathe.
the flame.
If you were of voting age in 1932, I'm sure you remember the year very well. You're now in Chicago, Illinois. It is July 1st, and the Democratic Convention is in its closing moments.
The Democratic Party, on its fourth ballot, nominates for President of the United States Franklin Delano Roosevelt of New York!
And later, at his inauguration, you listen to his words with hope in your heart.
This is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. Nor need we shrink from honestly facing conditions in our country today. This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Eighteen years back into time and memory.
Cradle me where southern skies can watch me with a million eyes, or sing me to sleep lullaby of the leaves.
1932 was the year Jack Sharkey beat Max Schmeling in 15 rounds and became heavyweight champion of the world.
It was the year the Radio City Music Hall opened in New York, and the year of the Olympic Games at Los Angeles.
It was the year Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein saw their show Music in the Air open on Broadway and heard this lovely ballad go out across the footlights to become a great hit. The era was sad, but the music of the year had gallantry and courage and beauty.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away.
Why can't I let you know? Why
music is sweet.
The words are true.
The song.
Gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week.
The Summer Show Train is written by Gene Holloway and brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. In times of peace, our railroads are essential in moving the great bulk of all the things it takes to keep the nation fed and clothed and warm and at work. In times of war or threatened war, they are indispensable to the very security of the country. Consequently, the railroads have spent and are spending hundreds of millions of dollars so they will be ready to meet the transportation needs of the nation, whatever they may be.
Twenty-four years ago, Charmaine was one of the big hits of the day. And next week, the Summer Show Train is going to take you on a trip to the year 1926 to relive some of its interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like When Day Is Done, Valencia, and The Desert Song. So join us again next Monday, folks, and ride with us aboard the Summer Show Train back to 1926.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, goodbye.
Tonight's performance of the Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical, Tea for Two. The voice of Will Rogers was an impersonation. And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, the Norman Luboff Choir, and our star, Gordon McRae, this is Marvin Miller with a hearty invitation from the American Railroads to join us again next week and ride the summer show train back to 1926. And now, stay tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Reese Stevens becomes the voice of Firestone on NBC.